Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Libby and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Thursday, July 23rd, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Our first passage is Exodus 23, verses 20 through 33. I am going to send an angel in front of you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. Be attentive to him and listen to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. But if you listen attentively to his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. When my angel goes in front of you and brings you to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I blot them out, you shall not bow down to their gods or serve them or follow their practices. But you shall utterly demolish them and break their pillars in pieces. You shall serve the Lord your God, and I will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from among you. No one shall miscarry or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my terror in front of you, and will throw into confusion all the people against whom you shall come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. And I will send swarms of hornets in front of you, which shall drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites from before you. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the wild animals multiply against you. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you, until you have increased and possessed the land. I will set your borders from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the wilderness to the Euphrates, for I will hand over to you the inhabitants of the land, and you shall drive them out before you. You shall make no covenant with them and their gods. They shall not live in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you. In this passage, what sticks out to me the most is the intentionality of the Lord in crafting a timeline in which to drive out the enemies of the Israelites, those idolaters worshiping pagan gods, out of the land before the Israelites take possession of it. God is intentional with his timeline of over a year and of the boundaries that he gives the Israelites. Not necessarily does God just work overnight to solve the issue, but he thinks above all for the long-term good and benefit of the Israelites. In my own life, I think back and meditate on the times that as something was happening to me, I didn't understand the timeline of it. And then later on, I would look back and see God's hand in every moment and every second of something, even if it took longer than I thought that it needed to happen. God was right there with me the whole time. And later, often later, I would understand more of why his timeline worked best. And for the times that I didn't know why his timeline was best and still don't understand, I know that I will one day. Now let's turn over and read Psalm 12. Help, O Lord, for there is no longer anyone who is godly. The faithful have disappeared from humankind. They utter lies to each other. With flattering lips and a deceitful heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts. Those who say, with our tongues we will prevail, our lips are our own. Who is our master? Because the poor are despoiled, because the needy groan, I will now rise up, says the Lord. I will place them in the safety for which they long. The promises of the Lord are promises that are pure, silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified 7 times. You, O Lord, will protect us. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among humankind. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together on this thankful Thursday. Let's take a moment to go to the Lord together in prayer. God, thank you so much for all of your many attributes of goodness, faithfulness, and kindness to us, even when we very much do not deserve it. Thank you for this church and for the way that the congregation shows love to its community and to each other in hard moments and challenging moments. And on this thankful Thursday, let's take a moment for each of us listening to spend a moment thanking God for some specific things. First, think about a person in your life that has impacted you and spend a few moments thanking the Lord for that specific person. Next, think of a place that has ministered well to you, that has been a space of comfort for you, and spend a few minutes thanking God for that place. And now think of a thing, no matter how small that thing is, and thank God for what it has meant to you in these past few weeks. And finally, think of an attribute of God that has meant so much to you over the course of your life, and spend a moment thanking God for who He is in that attribute. God, thank you that you are constantly working for our good, even when we don't understand your timeline. Please help us to develop a deeper trust in you and your work in our lives with every day. Help us to turn to you in prayer in the moments where we don't understand, and help us to feel a very close sense of your presence as we go about the rest of our day. In your name I pray. Amen.